Hello, everybody. This is episode 1 of the Jake Ward podcast titled Why Unhappy Students Stay at Brandeis. Today, I will be investigating why students stay at Brandeis when they feel they would be happier at another university and how they justify it. I decided to ask 4 people who live in my building. Here's what they had to say. Thank you for agreeing to sit down for an interview. What's your name, sir?
My name's Tanner Richards.
Ah, very nice. Where are you from?
I'm from New Hampshire. Yeah. It's a great place.
Very close to Brandeis, right?
Not very close. It's like an hour and a half, 45-minute drive.
I see.
So it's like not too far, but also not like...
I see. Right. How was your day so far?
It's been going good.
It's been going good? That's good to hear. When you're not studying, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to do sports. Play some basketball, football.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe run around a little bit, do a little track every now and then.
What's your favorite sport?
Football, probably.
Football, okay. What are you considering majoring in, or what have you made? Have you chosen a major yet?
I'm considering majoring in, like, neuroscience.
Okay.
Definitely psychology. Maybe a little bit of econ minor or something, I don't know.
Why? Out of curiosity.
Well, I don't know. I like the idea of researching.
Okay, I see.
This is like, yeah. I just don't, not necessarily like a bio, really, but like I kind of like have to know bio for neuroscience.
I see.
But I guess I kind of want to. I want to learn it too. I say doing labs and shit.
Yeah. What kind of clubs are you involved in at Brandeis?
In track, and I'm in a frat.
All right.
Yeah.
You like the frat?
Yeah, it's a good frat.
You like the track culture, too?
Track culture is all right, too.
Yeah. All right, too? All right. How do you view Brandeis professors? Do you think they're knowledgeable? Or are they just kind of collecting a paycheck?
I think they're hit and miss. They're hit and miss. I think they're all very intelligent. Definitely knowledgeable. It's the styles they have of teaching. Don't always line up.
I see. What do you think about Brandeis' reputation in the academia world?
I think it's pretty good. It's better than like a state school.
I see.
You know, that's kind of one of the reasons I want to come here though, because like I don't want to go to UNH because of the like, you know, how like thousands of people go there every year, like tens of thousands.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that they definitely are prestigious in that aspect of like people think they are, but I don't really see it as very much different from most like college teaching.
I see. I don't know. So do you think going to a school like UNH would have been funner?
Funner, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely funner.
What do you think Brandeis can do to improve its make it a more fun school?
I don't know.
Make students happier. What could make students happier here?
Make students happier. No, I'm sure they'd love more freedom. But,
you know, all right, more freedom.
You know, I mean, definitely a better food option. Sodexo.
All right.
Sodexo is working us too. I saw the other day they had these 1.5 ounce slice bags next to 1 ounce slice bags, and they were like 6 or 7 1.5 ounces, and like the rest of them were tinies. And that they just put the switch on us without us noticing, you know. Like for the meal plan, it's the time you get that, so you're not gonna be paying any less for getting less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious how you justify staying at Brandeis if you think going to a state school like UNH would make you more happy. Allow you to have more fun.
Well, I have a lot of friends here.
All right.
You know, I like people. I mean, I'm sure there's not that many parties and shit, but I don't know. I think that in the end, if I'm gonna get a good job, I probably should have a better, you know, name and like a degree than some state school.
Definitely. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today. I appreciate it. You have a nice day.
You too, sir.
Thank you for agreeing to get interviewed. What's your name?
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe, very nice. Where are you from?
New York.
What part?
New City.
New City, do you like it?
Yeah, it's nice. Gets boring sometimes.
Why?
Not much to do besides go into New York City.
I see. Well, when you're not studying, what do you like to do for fun at Brandeis?
Hang out with my friends or just chill in my room and watch Netflix.
What shows?
I'm rewatching Shameless because I wanted to watch the new season, but I didn't remember what previously happened. So that's what I'm on right now.
I see. What do you do with your friends here?
Honestly, most of the time it's just sitting in someone's room and hanging out, unless it's nighttime and we're going out.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep.
What are you planning on majoring in?
I'm majoring in politics, minoring in law, planning to go to law school.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
What would you like to do after you graduate, Brandeis?
Unsure if I want to take a year off or not, but I'll be applying to law school. If I get a job, then I might do a year off work and then, like, apply after that. We'll see.
I see. What clubs are you involved in at Brandeis?
None.
None?
But I'm on the volleyball team.
Okay.
But hopefully in the spring be a member of Brandeis Buddies. Because I heard about it from a teammate. Sounds interesting. Would like to do it. But other than that, nothing.
All right. How do you see Brandeis professors? Do you think they're qualified or they just come here to collect a check and go home?
The professors I've seen, I think, are qualified. I don't know about other classes, but, like, I have one law professor. He knows everything about everything. Like, you can tell that the professors I have are, like, they're smart. They know their stuff. So,
all right. You know. How do you think Brandeis' reputation is in the academia world?
It is like, it's an Ivy, like it's the Harvard of non-Ivy League schools. Isn't that a thing?
I think so.
Everyone looks at it very highly. And like, if I say I go to Brandeis, they're like automatically think I'm some type of genius.
Okay, I see. Yeah. What do you think Brandeis could do to improve the culture here, make students happier?
I don't know. I feel like student life sometimes is a bit boring. There's not much to do, but that could also just be me saying that because I'm not really involved in much.
Do you think if you went to a school like New York State or something, you'd be happier?
I don't know. I could be happier at a different school, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I wasn't really sure what kind of college I was looking at when I was applying my senior year anyway, so I don't know what I would want, like, but Brandeis isn't, like, there. But it's, like, doing what I needed to do.
I'm curious how you justify staying here if it seems like you would be happy somewhere else.
Well, so I applied to ED1, and I wasn't going to, but I did because I got recruited, and she told me to. But I think if it wasn't for volleyball, this wouldn't have been, like, top of my list. Like, I don't know if I would have come if it wasn't for volleyball.
I see. So that's how you justify staying here.
Yeah, like that was the thing that pulled me in. And then like the plus is that like everyone looks so highly at the name Brandeis. But I don't know if I would have picked it on its own.
I see. Well, thank you for interviewing today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for agreeing to interview with me today. What's your name?
Audrey Kim.
Oh, very nice. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey, very nice. Do you like it there?
Yeah, it's not much to do, but okay. I like it.
When you are not studying, what do you do in your free time?
I either hang out with friends, I'll go to swim practice, or I'll watch a movie.
Oh, very nice. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Very cool. What are you choosing to major in?
HSSP in business.
Can I ask why?
I've always been interested in like health sciences and stuff, and the classes that are needed are required for health HSSP are what I'm interested in, and for business, I've been interested in that field too, so I decided to do both.
I see. Very interesting. Besides swimming, what other clubs are you involved in on campus?
I'm a part of the prosthetics club, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. How do you view the Brandeis professors here? Do you think they actually care about teaching, or they're just kind of just collecting a check and going home?
I think I'm fortunate enough to have professors that really do care about like educating their kids, and yeah, it's challenging, but I kind of appreciate the challenge so that I push myself to like do better in school.
I see. What do you think about Brandis's reputation in the academia world?
I think it's, like, we're definitely recognized as, like, one of the top liberal arts colleges. And for sure, like, if I do, like, when I graduate and I have Brandeis, like I can represent Brandeis. And, like, that's, yeah, I like that.
I see. What do you think Brandeis could do to make their students happier here?
Probably lower tuition, to be honest, because it is very expensive here, and I know that a lot of people do transfer out just because of financial reasons. And I also think that, yeah, that's pretty much the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. How many people do you know that transferred out?
No, personally, 3 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. 3 people.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, like, I didn't even realize until they already transferred.
Okay. Was Brandeis your top choice?
I had 2 top choices, but Brandeis was, like, after evaluating everything, was the better option for me.
Okay. How do you think students justify staying at Brandeis if they're unhappy here?
The academics look really good because we are a very good school.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for agreeing to interview with me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you for agreeing to interview with me. What's your name?
John Doe.
John Doe. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, wow. Is it pretty there?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Really nice. What's your favorite thing about being there?
I love the beach. I love the easy access to the beach, and I love the food and the culture.
Very nice. Yeah. When you're at Brandeis, what do you do when you're not studying for fun?
I like to go out with friends. I just like going out and doing, having like adventures with my friends.
All right.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, in Boston or where?
Boston and on campus.
On campus, okay. I see. What's your major? Have you decided?
Econ and HSSP.
All right. Why are you majoring in those?
Well, coming into Brandeis, I thought I was going to focus on bio and business, but I kind of figured, like, I intend on going to grad school at some time to study business, and I wanted to get hard skills, and I felt that economics was more hard skills than business, and then I felt that HSSP is more practical than biology for what I want to do when I grow up.
I see.
Like, when I graduate.
What kind of clubs are you involved in at Brandeis?
I'm involved in BOO, Brandeis Orthodox Organization, Chabad Club, club soccer. I have been involved in club soccer. I don't know if I'm still involved with them so much. And I'm also involved with a few more. Like, I have a fellowship, Meshulanu, and JFI. Just a bunch of random clubs.
I can see you're pretty involved on campus.
Yeah, pretty involved.
Busy man.
I try.
All right. Well, how do you see the Brandeis professors? Do you think they're qualified, or they just kind of collect their checks and go home?
I'd say it's kind of split. For the most part, I've had really good experiences with my professors, but I have had some professors that don't really have any interest in teaching, and they're more focused on the research, and they kind of teach as a chore. Or they really like to teach upper-level classes, so the intro classes are kind of lacking. I've had 2 intro classes that were just really not good.
That's it.
And the professors really didn't seem like they cared about their students, which was unfortunate. But for the most part, pretty good.
I see. What do you think about Brandeis's reputation in the academia world?
I think it's pretty high. I don't think students realize how prestigious the school is. People like pay too much attention to the rankings, but really Brandeis is a pretty well-respected school, which is like really great for all of us.
Definitely. What do you think Brandeis could do to improve students' happiness here?
I think Brandeis should start investing more in its students. I think there's a big separation between the administration and the student population, and I think that if they really tried to be more in touch with its students, that would help. It kind of feels like we are customers as opposed to students, if that makes sense. And we're kind of like a family, and they're kind of like our parents, but they more treat us as like customers, which is, I don't know if that's a good analogy, but that's how I kind of see it.
I see. Was Brandeis your first choice?
No, it was not.
No.
It wasn't. Definitely wasn't my first choice, but I'm happy here.
You'd say you're happy here, okay.
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. That's good to hear, because a lot of students aren't happy here.
Yeah, I mean, if I could do it all over again, there are other schools that I might be happier at, but this place is good.
I'm curious how you justify staying here if you feel you'd be happier at another school.
Well, Brandeis kind of has, like, a bunch. Brandeis kind of checks off most of the requirements. So I really wanted a school that was on the smaller side. Not necessarily as small as Brandeis is, but on the smaller side, so I could really feel like I made a difference and I knew the people I was interacting with. And Brandeis has that. Brandeis also has a really good Jewish life, which for most of the schools I was looking at don't have. So kosher food is a big priority, and Brandeis offers that. And I guess the number one reason is that Brandeis gave me a really generous scholarship. So I won't really have any student loans coming out of college, which is also like a big thing. So I guess those three, like the fact that Brandeis checks off all the boxes that I was looking for, and the fact that I can afford to go here, really makes a big difference.
I see. Well, thank you for interviewing with me. Sure. I appreciate it.
No problem.
It is certainly up to you to decide, but through the results I've gathered, it seems that most students would be happier at another school but choose to remain at Brandeis because of its strong academic name. What I find most interesting about this is that all the students I talk to are involved in clubs on campus and seem to have a surplus of friends. Even with this being the case, students still feel like they would be happier at another university. First, I will discuss how the students that fall into the business categories justify staying at Brandeis. Academically, Brandeis is one of the strongest in the nation, consistently ranking in the top 50 universities in America. Business-minded people like myself hope that because of this reason, this will give them a strong competitive advantage when applying for jobs after college. It is also worth noting that Brandeis is also one of the most expensive universities in America. The other students that fall into the cultural category choose to remain at Brandeis because they are involved in a sports team or on campus, or they appreciate Brandeis' strong Jewish population and the fact that Brandeis offers kosher foods to its students. In Nana Gagne's article, Eating Local in a U.S. City, we see that more and more young people are craving a place where they experience a real connection to vendors and not a market where they just purchase products without talking to other customers or sellers. However, oddly enough, according to my results, although all these young students craved a university that made them happier and had maybe had a stronger culture, none of them left because of Brandeis' strong reputation in the academia world. I conclude that Brandeis may need to improve its culture if it wishes to make its students happier. But most students that are unhappy will remain here for business reasons. Thank you guys for listening. Goodbye, everybody.